好，我们一起来祷告。亲爱的天父上帝啊，你的话是我们生命的粮食，我们爱你的话，求圣灵亲自的指教我们，让我们能够明白，无论今天是讲的还是听的，都能够明白。以上祷告奉耶稣基督的名求，阿们。好，弟兄姐妹啊，上周末呢，我们有三位弟兄姐妹啊，受洗。
Three brothers and sisters were baptized last weekend.
对于第一次来到教会的啊，不知道今天有第一次来到教会的朋友们，心里可能会问，为什么要受洗呢？那受洗到底代表着什么呢？
For those visiting church for the first time, a question might arise: Why are they being baptized, and what does baptism really represent?
那今天呢，我们就借着《使徒行传》第八章埃塞俄比亚太监的故事，一起来寻找答案。
Today we'll explore this question through the story of the Ethiopian eunuch in Acts chapter 8.
那埃塞俄比亚呢，它因为是名字的翻译不一样哈，有的叫不同的，刚才我们念的名字跟不同的版本名字，这地方就是埃塞俄比亚，我这个版本哈。那我们今天看今天大纲呢，有四点。那第一个呢是神主动寻找人，第二个呢是圣经引人认识耶稣，第三呢是相信基督的人立刻受洗，第四是得救的人充满喜乐。
We have four points today. First, God seeks us. Two, Scripture leads us to Christ. Three, faith leads us to baptism. Four, salvation fills us with joy.
好，我们来第一点，神主动寻找人。
First, God actively seeks people.
那我们还是来读一读圣经啊。我读中文就好了啊。好，有主的一个使者对腓力说：“起来，向南走，往那从耶路撒冷下加沙的路上去。那路是旷野。”腓力就起身去了。不料，有一个埃塞俄比亚人。是个有大权的太监，在埃塞俄比亚女王甘大基的手下总管银库，他上耶路撒冷礼拜去了。现在回来，在车上坐着，念先知以赛亚的书。圣灵对腓力说：“你去，贴近那车走。”好，我们看到故事的开始啊。不是太监去寻找神，而是神先寻找他。
The story begins not with the eunuch seeking God, but with God seeking him first.
神差遣天使对腓力说，那腓力就是基督的门徒哈，对他说：“起来，向南走。”
God sent an angel called to Philip, a disciple of Jesus, saying, "Rise, go south."
好，这里29节呢？圣灵又对腓力说：“你去贴近那车走。”
The Holy Spirit then said to Philip, "Go near the chariot."
这一切的发生都不是偶然的。我们看到哈，是神主动寻找人，安排这一切。
All of this was not accidental. God actively sought out people and arranged everything.
腓力啊，他本来在撒玛利亚啊，就是头上的上面那个星星，就是撒玛利亚。他本来在那里传福音，事工是做得轰轰烈烈。
Philip was preaching the gospel in Samaria, and his ministry was thriving.
可是圣灵呢，却吩咐他放下手中的事情，去到没有人烟的旷野啊，加沙的旷野。那腓力呢，马上顺服就去了。
But the Holy Spirit commanded him to drop what he was doing and to go to the deserted wilderness. Philip immediately obeyed.
那这位埃塞俄比亚的大臣呢，他是一个很有地位的人，是女王的大臣。管理国家的财政，他富有，有权力，然后他又是一位追求信仰的人，他甚至远道而来啊，去到耶路撒冷去敬拜神。
This Ethiopian eunuch was a man of high status, a minister of the queen, managing the nation's finances. He had wealth and power, and was also a believer. He had traveled a long way to Jerusalem to worship God.
他有事业。有财富，有宗教上的热心，但是呢，他还没有真正的认识耶稣。
He had a career, wealth, and zeal, but he did not truly know Jesus.
然而神没有放弃他，神要拯救他。当他离开耶路撒冷的时候呢，神就安排了腓力要在他经过的路上呢来等他。
However, God did not abandon him. He wanted to save him. So when he left Jerusalem, God had arranged for Philip to wait for him on the road he was to travel.
弟兄姐妹啊，我们能够信主啊，也是一样，是神主动来找我们的。
Brothers and sisters, our ability to believe in the Lord is the same. God actively sought us out.
今天新来的朋友啊，也是一样哦，你不是偶然来到这里的哦，那是神正在寻找你。
Today's new friends, you are the same. You did not come here by chance. God is looking for you.
好，第二呢，圣经引人认识耶稣。
Two, scripture leads us to Christ.
来听我读啊。腓力就跑到太监那里，听见他念先知以赛亚的书，便问他说：你所念的你明白吗？他说：没有人指教我，怎能明白呢？于是请腓力上车与他同坐。他所念的那段经说，他像羊被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊羔在剪毛的人手下无声，他也是这样不开口。他卑微的时候，人不按公义审判他，谁能述说他的世代？因为他的生命从地上夺去。太监对腓力说：请问先知说这话是指着谁？是指着自己呢？是指着别人呢？腓力就开口，从这经上起对他传讲耶稣。好，我们看腓力走近一看呢，发现太监正在读以赛亚书53:7-8，这一段是预言弥赛亚的经文呢。
When Philip went closer and saw that the eunuch was reading Isaiah 53:7-8, he realized that this was the prophetic message about the Messiah.
这是不是让我们清楚地看见啊？看见神的手在引导啊，圣灵带腓力到旷野去遇见这位太监，遇见的时候他正好在读这一段，绝对不是巧合。
This clearly shows us the guiding hand of God. The Holy Spirit led Philip to meet this eunuch in the wilderness and happened to hear him reading this passage. It was no coincidence.
他在读圣经，但是读不懂，那所以他就问说，他说没有人指教我，我怎能明白呢？这的确是我们很多人的写照，对吗？
He was reading the Bible, but he couldn't understand it. He said, how can I understand without someone to teach me? This is a common experience for many.
Yeah. 因为很多人呢，家里都有一本圣经啊，但是不知道他到底在讲什么，字儿都认识，不知道他在讲什么。其实呢，整本圣经最重要的中心就是耶稣基督。
Many people have a Bible at home but don't know what it's really about. In fact, the most important theme of the Bible is Jesus.
35节，那腓力就开口，从这经上起，对他传讲耶稣。
Verse 35 says, Then Philip opened his mouth and began to speak to him about Jesus from these scriptures.
太监读的这一段经文呢，是最著名的受苦的仆人之歌，也是旧约中最清楚的预言耶稣受难的经文之一。
The passage the eunuch read is the famous servant songs, one of the Old Testament passages that most clearly foretells the passion of Jesus Christ.
这段经文从四个层面完美的指向耶稣基督啊，发出的预言最后都应验了。
This passage points perfectly to Jesus Christ on four levels.And all the prophecies it makes are ultimately fulfilled.
好，我们看32节啊，经文这样的预言哈，他像羊被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊羔在剪毛的人手下无声，他也是这样不开口。
Verse 32 says, He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shears is silent, so he did not open his mouth.
好，应验呢，就是当耶稣受审的时候，他几乎什么都没有说。始终是保持沉默，他没有为自己辩护，他没有反抗，是甘心顺服地走上了十字架啊！他就是那一位除去世人罪孽的神的羔羊。
When Jesus was on trial, he remained almost entirely silent, offering no defense. He did not resist, but willingly submitted to the punishment of the cross. He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
我们看三十三节前面哈，预言说他卑微的时候，人不按公义审判他。
Scripture says, when he was in humble circumstances, he was judged unjustly.
应验的是什么？耶稣所经历的审判是什么？那是不公的啊，是司法不公的一个典型的例子。他完全无罪，审判他的比拉多三次公开说他没有罪，没有罪，但是呢，他还是被定，还是被判处了死刑。
The judgment Jesus experienced is a classic example of judicial injustice. He was completely innocent. Pilate even publicly declared him innocent 3 times. He was still sentenced to death.
好，我们看后面这句，谁能述说他的世代呢？这句话哈，还可以另外有一个翻译啊，就是谁能讲论他的后裔呢？
Scripture says, "Who can tell of his generations?" This can also be translated as, "Who can speak of his offspring?"
这个应验了哈，就是耶稣他被钉十字架的时候，他很年轻，他没有结婚，没有肉身的儿女。从人的角度来看呢，他的家族好像似乎是断绝了。
Jesus was crucified at a young age, unmarried, and had no physical children. From a human perspective, his family seems to have ended.
这一点啊，对埃塞俄比亚的太监来说特别有共鸣，因为作为太监的话，他同样面对没有后代的人生。
This resonates particularly with the Ethiopian eunuch, who, as a eunuch, also faced the idea of having no descendants.
然而这一节经文哈，真正的应验是什么呢？不是指肉身的后裔，而是指属灵的后裔。
However, the true fulfillment of this verse doesn't refer to physical offspring, but to spiritual offspring.
借着耶稣的死跟复活，全球无数信靠他的人都成为神的儿女。这样的后裔不是从血气生的，而是从神而生的。
Through Jesus' death and resurrection, countless believers worldwide have become children of God, born not of the flesh, but of God.
好，第四个呢，就是经文预言说，因为他的生命从地上夺去。
Scripture says, for his life was taken from the earth.
这句话应验了哈，直接的应验了耶，就是预言了耶稣被钉十字架的这个历史的事实。
This statement directly foreshadows the historical facts of Jesus' crucifixion.
耶稣他不是为自己的罪而死啊，他是作为代罪的祭物，他是为全人类承担了罪的刑罚。
Jesus did not die because of his own sins, but as a sacrifice to bear the punishment for the sins of all humanity.
太监本来看不懂的哈，我们看三十四节哈，他就问了，先知说这话是指着谁呢？是指着先知他自己呢，还是指着别人呢？
The eunuch, initially confused, asked,Who is the prophet referring to, himself or someone else?
当腓力向太监解释说，这个话不是先知以赛亚在说他自己，而是在预言耶稣基督。
When Philip explained to the eunuch that Isaiah was not speaking of himself, but of prophesying of Jesus Christ.
对太监而言啊，这是一个极大的启示啊。虽然呢，他位高权重啊，他受女王，他是女王的重臣，拥有财富、权力、尊荣，但是他的内心呢，却一直背着一个无法抹去的一个遗憾。
For the eunuch, this was a profound revelation. Although he had held a great position of authority and influence as a high-ranking official for the queen, who had wealth, power, and honor, he carried with him an inedible sense of regret.
因为作为太监哈，他失去了生育的能力，没有肉身的后裔。
As a eunuch, he had lost the ability to procreate and had no physical descendants.
按照当时的律法啊，用他这个身份，他是不能够完全进入到圣殿里面去敬拜神的。
Furthermore, under the law at that time, he was barred from full entry into the temple to worship God.
在人看呢，他是拥有一切，但是呢，始终是带着一种无法弥补的缺失。
In the eyes of the world, he had everything, yet he lived with an irreplaceable void.
然而，当他明白以赛亚所预言的是耶稣基督的时候呢，他终于看见了神更大的恩典。
However, when he realized that the one prophesying by Isaiah was none other than Jesus Christ, he finally beheld God's greater grace.
基督来到世上，不是赐给人属世的后裔， 而是赐给人属灵的新生命。
Christ came into the world not to grant earthly offspring, but to bestow a new spiritual life.
凡信靠他的人都能成为神的儿女，得着永恒的产业。
All who put their trust in him can become children of God and receive an eternal inheritance.
所以呢，当他看见水的时候，就迫不及待地要请求受洗啊，他需要这位救主。
Thus, upon seeing the water, he eagerly asked to be baptized. He needed this Savior.
那今天呢，这段经文是关乎我们每一个人的，因为我们每一个人都需要这位救主。
Today, this passage speaks to each of us. We all need this Savior too.
请注意啊，我们看到腓力给太监传什么呢？不是传宗教，不是传道德，也不是传一种生活的方式，而是传讲耶稣。
Philip wasn't preaching a lifestyle or a certain teaching. He was preaching Jesus.
耶稣是圣经的中心啊，要明白圣经呢，就要读出这个经文里面中的耶稣。我们在给人传福音的时候，或者我们小组的弟兄姐妹在一起查经的时候，如何看得明白呢？那个钥匙就是耶稣。
Jesus is the center of the Bible. To understand the Bible, we must read Jesus as he is. When we share the gospel or when we have small group study, how do we understand it? The key is Jesus.
为什么要传耶稣呢？因为只有耶稣能解决我们人类两个最大的问题。
Why preach Jesus? Because he is the only one that can solve humanity's two greatest problems.
那第一个呢，就是罪的问题。
First is the problem of sin.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。这是罗马书三章二十三节。
For we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23.
我们每个人都会犯错，都会亏欠神，亏欠人。
We all have sinned and we have all fallen short of God and of others.
那第二个呢，就是死啊，死亡的问题。
Second is the problem of death.
罪的工价乃是死。
For the wages of sin is death.
按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
Just as people are destined to die once, and after that to face judgment.
人生不论多么有成功哈，多么有富有，最后都要面对死亡。当耶稣再来的时候，所有死去的人都要复活，啊，站在耶稣的面前接受审判。
No matter how successful or wealthy a person is, everyone will face death eventually. When Jesus returns, all the dead will be resurrected and stand before him to be judged.
死亡之所以可怕哈，不是因为单单肉身的死亡，而是灵魂的灭亡。最可怕的是什么？是过不了审判的关，就永远跟神隔绝了。
Death is terrifying not only because of the physical body, but also because of the destruction of the soul. The most terrifying thing is failing the judgment and being forever separated from God.
在马太福音二十五章四十六节这样说哈，这些人要往永刑里去，那些义人要往永生里去。耶稣在这里这句话清楚对比了恶人的永刑和义人的永生。
Matthew 25:46 says, These will go to eternal punishment, but the righteous will go to eternal life. Jesus clearly contrasted the eternal punishment of the wicked with the eternal life of the righteous.
有罪的人呢，进入地狱就是永刑啊；义人进入天堂就是永生。
The sinners go to hell, which is eternal punishment, but the righteous go to heaven, which is eternal life.
没有人生来就是义人啊，人人都是罪人。人能够成为义人的话，不是靠自己的善行，而是因信耶稣基督。
No one is born righteous. Everyone is a sinner. One becomes righteous not through a person's own good deeds, but through faith in Jesus Christ.
那所以这句话我们都会背的啊。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
所以圣经不是一本普通的书哈，是一本能把人带到耶稣跟前，让人得永生的书。
The Bible is not just an ordinary book, but a book that brings people to Jesus and grants them eternal life.
好，第三个我们看哈，相信基督的人立刻受洗。
Three, faith leads us to baptism.
听我来读哈。二人正往前走，到了有水的地方，太监说：“看哪，这里有水，我受洗有什么妨碍呢？”有古卷在此有。腓力说：“你若是一心相信就可以。”他回答说：“我信耶稣基督是神的儿子。”于是吩咐车站住，腓力和太监二人同下水里去，腓力就给他施洗。那我们来看，当他们继续走的时候哈、啊、哎，看见前面有水了，那太监就说：“看哪、啊、这里有水，我受洗有什么妨碍呢？”
As they continued on their way, they saw water, and the eunuch said, "Look, there is water here. What is in the way of my baptism?"
啊，这是《使徒行传》当中第一个申请洗礼的人哦。我们看到他是个什么样的人？他是一个外邦人，而且是来自非洲的黑人。
This is the first person in the Book of Acts to apply for baptism, a Gentile, a black man from Africa.
为什么他这么快就愿意受洗呢？因为他心里已经相信了。
Why was he so willing to be baptized so quickly? Because his heart had already believed.
经过腓力的讲解啊，太监就相信主耶稣就是基督。那有古抄本呢哈，就在这里保留了腓力的一句话，就是37节哈。你若是一心相信就可以。太监回答：“我信耶稣基督是神的儿子。”这就是受洗最重要的条件。
After Philip's explanation, the eunuch believed that the Lord Jesus was the Christ. Some ancient manuscripts preserve Philip's words. It says, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." The eunuch replied, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." This is the most important condition for baptism.
一个真正相信主的人呢、啊，必然会渴望按着主的命令哈、啊、受洗，加入主的身体。
A true believer will naturally desire to be baptized into his body according to Jesus' command.
好，第四点啊，得救的人充满喜乐。
Four, salvation fills us with joy.
那经文最后呢，这是最后一句哈，39节哈，从水里上来，主的灵把腓力提了去，太监也不再见他了，就欢欢喜喜地走路。为什么他这么喜乐呢？啊，因为他的环境改变了吗？没有啊。
Finally, the scripture says, when he came up out of the water, the spirit of the Lord took Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more, and went on his way with joy. But why was he so joyful? Because his circumstances had changed? No.
工作没有变，责任没有变，他回国以后仍然要面对许多的挑战。
His work remained unchanged, his responsibilities unchanged. Upon returning home, he still faced many challenges.
但是有一样东西变了，他的生命改变了。
However, one thing did change, his life changed.
他知道他的罪已经得到赦免了，他已经属于耶稣了，无论将来发生什么，他都有永生的盼望。
He knew, my sins have been forgiven, I belong to Jesus. Whatever the future holds, I have the hope of eternal life.
真正的喜乐不是来自环境，而是来自跟神和好。
True joy does not come from circumstances, but from reconciliation with God.
太监看不到带他信主又为他受洗的腓力了，他还这么喜乐啊、哦，还这么喜乐，为什么呢？为什么这么欢欢喜喜呢
？The eunuch could no longer see Philip, who had led him to Christ and baptized him, yet he was still joyful.
除了刚才说的以外，还有呢，他不必再跟腓力发展更深的友谊了，因为他已经跟基督建立了直接的关系了，而且他也找到了读圣经的钥匙，就是耶稣啊。
He didn't need to develop a deeper friendship with Philip because he had established a direct relationship with Christ, and he had found the key to the Bible, script Jesus.
好，今天呢，我们领人信主的人哈、啊，在别人得救以后啊。我们要怎么样？我们要及时的让开，不要代替神，啊，不是说你不要再关心他，而是说不要代替神，而且你自己要特别的好好的追求，因为你带着信主的这个人呢，他会留心看你为人的结局如何，千万不要传福音给别人，自己反被神弃绝了。
Today, those who lead others to Christ should step aside after the salvation of others, not replacing God. Not that they no longer care, but that they should not replace God. And they should diligently pursue the Lord themselves, because others will observe their own conduct and consequences. Never preach the gospel to others, only to be rejected by God yourself.
那我们信主以后呢，我们也不要去依靠那个引导我们信主的人，我们应该怎么样？自己扎根圣经，自己扎根圣经，自己仰望耶稣。
After we believe in the Lord, we should no longer rely on those who guide us to Christ, but rather root ourselves in the Bible and look to Jesus.
我们来看这句话，希伯来书十三章七节，从前引导你们传神之道给你们的人，你们要想念他们，效法他们的信心，留心看他们为人的结局。
Hebrews 13:7 says, Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith.
那今天这段经文呢，就是告诉我们啊，人为什么要受洗呢？
So today's passage tells us why people should be baptized.
人不是因为受洗才得救，而是因为相信耶稣，所以愿意受洗。
People are not saved because of baptism, but because they believe in Jesus and therefore are willing to be baptized.
啊，亲爱的朋友们啊，今天如果有我们有还没有信主的朋友，也许呢，你会在这个埃塞俄比亚的太监身上看到自己的影子。
Perhaps today you see yourself in the Ethiopian official.
可能你一直在寻找。
Perhaps you have been searching.
可你有很多疑问。
Perhaps you may have many questions.
也许呢，你自己就一直在读圣经。
Perhaps you have been even reading the Bible.
但是今天神带着你来到这儿，遇见了耶稣哦。
But today God has brought you here, not by accident, so that you might meet Jesus.
不知道你是不是预备好了要信靠他啊？因为他早已经准备了，准备好了要接纳你了。
If you are ready to place your trust in him, know this, he is waiting for you with open arms.
寻找和拯救太监的那位救主啊，今天就是他要迎接你的同一位救主。
The same Savior who sought out the Ethiopian official is the same Savior who is calling you today.
不知道今天有没有这样信主的，想要信主的朋友啊？
If the Lord is speaking to your heart,
如果愿意呢，下来找我，我就为你祷告哈。
If you are, you can come find Pastor Han.
好，接下来呢，我们就是我们祷告以后哈，就是吴涛弟兄的受洗的见证。
Next, we have Brother Wu Tao's baptism testimony.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父啊，谢谢你把耶稣赐给我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us Jesus.
让所有愿意相信的人都罪得赦免，有永生的盼望和真正的喜乐。
So that all those who are willing to believe may have their sins forgiven, the hope of eternal life and true joy.
求你让每一位朋友哈，还没有信主的，都能像这位埃塞俄比亚太监一样，能够认识耶稣，相信耶稣，并且带着真正的喜乐来走人生的道路。
I pray that every friend in here, like this Ethiopian eunuch, know Jesus, believe Jesus, and walk the path of life with true joy.
求您来祝福和使用吴涛弟兄生命改变的见证，让人看见福音的大能。求您来祝福他新生命的成长。
Bless and use Brother Wu Tao's transformed testimony, so that people may see the power of the gospel and bless his new life's growth.
也祈求你让我们所有的弟兄姐妹，我们的生命能够复兴，重燃爱主之火。
May all our brothers and sisters be revived and have their love for the Lord rekindled.
以上祷告奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.